Even by the standards of Hollywood, it sounds an unlikely pitch, an app that offers almost unlimited access to cinemas for $10 a month. The service, called MoviePass, pays cinemas full price for nearly every ticket that filmgoers use. By design, it loses more money the more people use it. The ending seems to be predictable, but might it have a twist? MoviePass has burned far more cash even than its executives anticipated since introducing the unlimited plan in August last year. It has attracted more than 3 million subscribers and will lose at least $45 million this month, according to a filing to the Securities and Exchange Commission on July 10th by Helios and Matheson, a data firm which bought a majority stake in MoviePass last year and now owns 92% of it. Helios and Matheson reported it had lost $242 million in the 9 months to June 30th, and that its monthly losses would increase as the service becomes more popular. The firm wants to issue more shares and warrants to stay afloat, but that could be a hard sell, considering that its share price has collapsed from $32.90 on October 11th to 18 cents. Yet MoviePass does have imitators. In June, AMC Theatres, America's largest chain of cinemas, introduced a similar program but priced at $20 per month, a model which may prove to be more sustainable since the higher price limits the downside risk. The reason to look afresh at cinema subscriptions is that the old model is struggling. Filmgoing in America and Canada declined by 30% on a per-person basis between 2002 and 2017. Cinema chains have relied instead on sprucing up theatres and jacking up prices to $9.16 per ticket this year and even higher in big cities. Only 12% of Americans and Canadians go to the cinema frequently, meaning once or more a month. These dedicated filmgoers account for about half of all tickets sold.